Praise the Lord, saints. This week we're on week 43. The title is The Veil, the Screen, and the Two Aspects of Reconciliation. And then we could turn, please, we could turn today one, and we can pray read Exodus 26, 33, and Exodus 10, 20.
And you shall hang up the veil under the cross and bring in the ark of the testimony, where we need the veil. And the veil shall make a separation for you between the holy place and the holy of holies.
You shall hang up the veil.
Amen.
You shall hang up the veil.
Amen.
You shall hang up the veil.
Amen.
You shall hang up the veil.
Right. Hang up the veil.
Amen.
Under the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Under the cross.
Amen.
Amen. And bring it in the ark of the testimony.
Amen.
Ark of the testimony.
Amen.
Bring in the ark of the testimony.
Amen.
Bring in the ark of the testimony.
Amen.
The ark of the testimony.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, bring in the ark of the testimony.
Amen. There within the veil.
Amen.
There within the veil.
Amen. The veil shall make a separation.
Amen.
The veil shall make a separation.
Amen.
The veil shall make a separation.
Amen.
The veil shall make a separation.
Amen.
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
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 Make a separation for you.
Amen.
Make a separation for you.
Amen.
Between the holy place and the holy of holies.
Amen.
Between the holy place and the holy of holies.
Amen.
Which entrance he initiated for us as the new and living way through the veil, that is his blood.
Amen.
Oh, which entrance?
Amen.
Which entrance?
Amen. Which entrance? Amen. Yes.
Which entrance?
Amen.
Initiate for us.
Amen. Right.
Which entrance he initiated for us?
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he initiated for us.
Amen.
Amen. For us as a new and living way.
Amen.
New and living way.
Amen.
As a new and living way.
Amen.
New and living way.
Amen.
New and living way.
Amen.
He initiated for us a new and living way.
Right. Amen. Yes, a new and living way.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Initiate a new and living way.
Amen.
Through the veil.
Amen. Through the veil.
Through the veil.
Amen.
A new and living way through the veil.
Amen.
A
new and living way through the veil.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen. Amen. Yes, initiate for us.
Amen.
That is his flesh.
Amen.
That is his flesh.
Amen.
Through the veil.
Amen.
That is his flesh.
Amen.
Through the veil.
Amen.
That is his flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So, this week was very enjoyable. I really appreciate that. The screen indicates that Christ died for our sins, so that we may be forgiven and justified by God. And then the veil indicates that Christ died for our sins, so that we, the sinners, and that our flesh might be torn and crucified, so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies and enjoy God to the uttermost.
Amen.
I was enjoying that the screen is in the holy place. and this is where the tabernacle is. So we need to enter into the tabernacle. And then the veil is the veil is where God's glory is, and this separates us from the world. So we need to come forward with boldness to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So we can be in the Lord's presence.
Amen.
And stand and live in His eternal redemption,
right,
which He's already did for us.
Right.
Through His precious blood, we can be in His presence.
Amen.
So in Romans 5:10, says, for if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God,
right,
through the death of His Son, much more we will be saved in His life, having been reconciled.
Amen.
So there are two steps to reconciliation. First step is that we're reconciled to God, and second step is that it's a further reconciliation in life. From time to time, we might wonder in the world, in the wilderness, right? But we have to, the Lord give us a willing heart so we can, and then the veil shall be taken away. Amen. So, and then this is how we're reconciled, it's day by day.
Right.
And Paul beseeches us to be reconciled to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you all can share.
Amen.
Amen.
This week I really enjoyed this two-step of reconciliation. Second Corinthians 5:18 and 20. Maybe we can read together. I can read as well. So, day three. How about we read together?
But all things are out from God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. On behalf of Christ, then we are ambassadors, as God entreats you through us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God.
So, these are the Paul. Write these epistles, letters to Corinthians, but they already been believers, right? So we probably think reconcile is just forgiven the sins, but after, you know, these believers received the Lord, they have been reconciled.
Right.
But Paul here said, you know, he besieged these Corinthians, the believers, need to be reconciled. So that means this reconcile is not just one thing, just once for all. Just you receive the Lord and your sins be forgiven. Actually, that's further. And this actually matches the picture in the book of Exodus chapter 26. That's on the tabernacle, the outside of the tabernacle, there's a screen. Right. This screen separates the outer court with the tabernacle. So that's actually typify God. God is the entrance. You know, He protects everything that doesn't belong to Christ outside the church. And whenever we receive the Lord, we will enter into this screen, and we can start to enjoy everything the Lord prepared for us.
Right.
But that is just the holy place. And there's another veil,
you know, the material are all the same as the screen, right? And they actually typify Christ, his humanity. And in particular, this second veil typify his flesh, even for us. So we can further enter into the Holy of Holies. And so I think this, to me, is really a reminder when we are enjoying the church life, you know, no matter how long you have been, we are in the church life, we may have some enjoyments, right? But we shouldn't just stop there. We shouldn't just stay in the holy place. The Lord is actually calling us every day, you know, to get further, enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
So we can not only just enter into the his dwelling place, and we can also enter the triune God himself.
Yes.
Amen. That's my enjoyment of the day, the week.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I also enjoy this week's two steps of reconciliation. In our small group, we were reading Romans. I think in the past few weeks, when we read in chapter 5, verse 10, here also brought up this verse. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. At that time, the brothers and sisters that we all share, what does this mean much more? We've been saved in his life. In this week, it's very clear to us. There's no question about we all reconcile as a first step. Now we've been saved from our sins, and reconciled with God. Now the next step is our daily salvation. Every day we still be saved from all the negative things, negative thought, everything. From that, to reconcile with God, to have his life dispensed in us, grow more and more. This is the second step of the reconciliation.
This week, I really enjoyed, and I was condemned, and I was brought in, and back and forth, because this week I enjoyed the fact that the two aspects of reconciliation is that we are forgiven, right? We're freed. We were in the world. We had no hope in the world. There's a song, but we were brought in. And so we see that God, that Christ, he came and he died for our sins. So he bore our sins, right? But in the second step, he didn't just bear our sins. He died for us, not just for our sins. He became sin. He actually became sin. For what purpose? So that we could be terminated. So the first one is that we were freed, forgiven, and all these wonderful things. But now, this is not good enough. We need to be terminated, right? And that's why we have those two veils. I really enjoyed, an example was given in the life study of 2 Corinthians 37. A good example. It said, suppose that a certain man and his wife, were not saved. And they used to bite, really crudely. It's just crude, in a crude manner. But then one day the husband became saved, and he began to change, right? He was forgiven. So he began to change, and that affected his wife, and his wife came in, and his wife was also saved, right? So they're both saved, and now that puts them in a position of, to be righteous, right? From righteousness. But what happens is, now this man has a really strong disposition, right? And the woman is very natural. You know, they're both saved, but they, you know, their fights aren't as crude as they used to be, but they still fight, you know. So now they're reconciled, but now they need to go in deeper into the Holy of Holies, because they still fight, they're still natural, they still have the natural disposition, and that needs to be terminated, right? And so now they need to go in deeper. You know, many of us, many Christians, including ourselves, we may have gone in, but we come back out into the holy place, you know, but we need to go into the Holy of Holies, deeper into that part. And the second thing that I really enjoy, that really took my breath away, is that we need to enter. Our Lord entered so that he could bring us, and we need to enter so that we can bring others, but that we cannot bring anyone in farther than where we have gone. Right. So if I haven't entered into the Holy of Holies and I'm still in the outer court, I can only bring someone into the outer court. If I've only been in the holy place, I can only bring someone into the holy place. But in order to bring someone into the Holy of Holies, I myself have to go in and stay there, right? Yeah, I'm going to come out, but I need to remember that I need to go back in. And that's where, you know, Paul and all the ministers of the New Covenant, they had been dealt with. So in order to go in through the veil, there has to be a dealing. And that dealing is what constitutes us with the Lord. And that constitution that we have is what we can bring to others and bring them in with us. You know, we can't just say, hey, you go over there, I'm going to stay right here, and I'm going to talk to you about, you know, the Lord is so good, and over here in 2 Corinthians, blah, blah, blah. And they're just saying, yeah, well, you don't look like someone who's been in there. Why should I go in there if you're still out there? If you're not going in, neither am I, right? But when they see, and that's not something we can fake. That's just something we are, right? That we are. It's what we are. So this really, you know, in my house, I really realized, about how can I help this person, you know, my daughter or whatever. And then, you know, I'm always condemned very much, but, you know, my children didn't go on into the Lord's recovery. And I said, what kind of fruit did I produce? I must not have entered. You know, I need to enter so they can enter. How can I cause others to enter? I need to enter, so it's always me. I need to be reconciled to God so that others, just like the Apostle Paul, to enter, so they can enter too.
Amen.
Ourselves,
we're meeting for the old man, and we can't match God in ourselves. And so this is why we need to be further reconciled, and to be brought in to the Holy of Holies, so that we can receive God as a light. And so in this way, our natural man is terminated, and we have more of Christ in us.
Amen. Amen.
Saving Christ's life for so many negative things is still a daily battle. Mm-hmm. So I just appreciate that every day we need to be saving Christ's life from so many negative things.
Yeah.
And then he talked about the pillars within the tabernacle are those who experience Christ in a deeper way, who daily attach themselves to the throne veil, to the Christ who was terminated in his flesh and bear the testimony that has been crucified with Christ.
Mm.
So I just appreciate, I think when I get into graduate school, it's like, I think when I was undergrad, I didn't really say it because you don't really have quiz every single day. It's like, you have quiz once in a week, so the rest of the time you are still, I think you just don't really get the impact, you know, if you're not having morning revival or what. So, but I was like, once I get to graduate school, but every single day you have to keep me up. And I was like, I think every single day I'm just full of negative things. It was like, I think it's just like from the beginning in the morning and then till the evening, and then it's like at night I get so tense because another day, tomorrow I will have to quiz every single day. And then it was like, in part I wanted to invite my friend, but I think it was like, I wasn't showing what Christ is, you know. I think when I'm in class, I'm just so full of tension. I don't think they believe I'm a believer. I just look at tension. Like, I wasn't living out Christ. I was like, I just realized that if I want to invite my friend, invite my classmate to come over, I need to be the pillar within the tabernacle that will bring the sinners to be saved in the gospel in place. And then, so I just appreciate on day six, there's a prayer. It says, Father, forgive me and grant mercy to me that I may apply the subjective death of Christ to my inner being to such an extent that my natural life will be thoroughly crucified. Amen.
Actually, I also enjoyed this point that today we must enjoy the second reconciliation. We need the pillars within the tabernacle. Those who experience Christ in a deeper way, and their flesh has been dealt with. Like a sister shared, even we don't have, we cannot bring others to where we haven't been to. Even we don't have experience in the Holy of Holies, we cannot bring others into the Holy of Holies. And I think many of us have good experience that when someone comes in the church meetings, we see the pillars. And we know they are pillars. They lead us into the Holy of Holies. And for many times, I really envy those who attend FDDA because there are a lot of pillars in the training. The leading brothers. And also in our church life, we should treasure all the saints. We should treasure them. Like Brother Ron in the message said, we need to treasure the old saints. If they're gone, the pillars are gone. So, on the other hand, for us, for young saints, we need to go further. Amen.
Amen.
We need to attach ourselves to the tone wire, to experience Christ in a deeper way. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I really am in the sister sharing because as a parent, where we are really impact where our children are. Recently, I saw a video. It's a brother. It's a full-timer. And this is a testimony that, well, he passed away because he has cancer in 2 months. And, well, it's a shocking for all the serving one and then his family. But in his memorial meeting, you should see, you guys should see this video because testimony is wonderful about this brother. Okay, his wife testimony for his husband is, for her husband is, she said this, like, okay, he's not qualified as a good husband because he never satisfied my need. But I can testify he is qualified for true server of God because he satisfied all God's needs. That's his wife's testimony. And then when it comes to his children, oh, it's wonderful testimony. Because all the children, you can truly tell, he lived in the God-man living. So his children testimony. This is what his first son, he had 3 children. The first son testified saying, every morning, we will wake up by our father's prayer. All right. And then he also said this. And then during the lunchtime, they all know that they cannot disturb their father. Because that is an intimate time he has with the God fellowship. So they all know the rule. And you know, he served God whenever he has been all the place. Whenever the serving one told me, oh, we need to go there, the whole family go there. So he said that even the children testify, even we struggling to our childhood, but we never feel that it's such a hard time for them because the family is always has an intimate relationship with the God, even the children, their parents. And so you can see that all, and then he, the second son testified the same thing, you know. And then the most important is all the children, they all testify. We will follow our father's footsteps. We will be the full-timer. We will be sacrificing ourselves as our father sacrificed himself. When you hear this testimony from their children, you surely see that their father is always in the Holy of Holies. Mm-hmm. Every day is a practical thing for him to live a way that he is in the Holy of Holies. So the children willing to follow his footsteps and willing to serve this, you know, living God, true and living God, as his father, their father served the God. So he doesn't have to say anything. I mean, this brother, he doesn't have to say that he lives in the Holy of Living. You can see very truly through the his wife and his children's testimony that what kind of life he's living. Mm. You know. So and then it really bring me to remind me again as a parent, a lot of you are not the parent, but as a parent, our only job is a role model for our kids. It's really like what our sister just said. Where we are, it's not just for ourselves, it's for our children to impact them. Whether they see a true pattern of where we practice our daily life. If we live in the Holy of Holy, you don't have to worry about your children. Because they see it very clearly. You are in the Holy of Holy. The God is so living and true to you. It will be so living and true to your children too. And I see a really good example of them, this brother. You know, he served God all his life. He never had any complaint. Even the brother said, you need to go to Thailand. He went to Thailand. And he served the God with all his whole being, you know, is one reconciled to God, you know, every day. And so in that meeting, even in that 2 months he has cancer, he never questioned about why this is upon me. You know. He never questioned about, there's no tear. Only one time he cried because all the saints in Thailand really miss him because he put so much effort to serve, you know, and then it's just a good beginning for the gospel war in there. You know, he is a trainer there to train all the full-timers in Thailand for the young college students. So they really miss him. They really want him to back to Thailand, you know, continue the war. So that's the only time he cried. He cried out to God saying, Lord, if it's your will to heal me, I will be submit to you. But if it's not, I still submit to you. Whatever you decide, the rest of my life. And he, when he died, the testimony for all the brothers to for him is, he never had one complaint of what happened to him. Oh, you should see this video. Oh, so wonderful. And so every time, you know, what is so encouraging to me is when someone in the Holy of Holy, their real example will encourage you.
Amen.
So every time you feel like you are so low in your life, and you remember this testimony, it will bring you back to the Lord. Saying, Lord, I want to be just like this brother. A true model that, so you have this desire, you have this envy that, I want to be just like him. Just like our Lord, that if someone can love you so dearly, Lord, give me that kind of heart that I can love you so dearly too. You know? So his example just very encouraging me, not in the way a lot of doctrine, a lot of knowledge, but really encouraging in the way of, you know, you can go on with the Lord. You see a pattern in among us that someone has such pure heart, really, really pure heart. And then the wasting all his life, he's only like probably 60, like my age, probably a little bit older. But he really wasting all his life in Lord, like serving in all over the place, all of the Asian. So he's such a good pattern. It's just like, oh, I'm really thankful that I can watch this video, and then we have this example among us in our church life.
Amen.
Where can we find it?
Oh,
I can forward it. Right?
Yeah, a very nice video. Yes.
Is it in English?
It's in Chinese.
That's my favorite.
Because all his life served, you know, in Chinese among Asian. In the past few days, I also attend a funeral, which is my relative. Okay, very close relative. They lost their parents, you know, within 38 days. Both of them. First, mom was, you know, taken away. Then the father went to be with the Lord. I also was very touched in that funeral. He's 96 years old. I call him uncle. He is not the one serve the Lord in public. He's not the one knowing how to speak. He is not the one have a lot of prophesying in the church meeting. But he is the one very faithful. When he immigrated from Taiwan to here, is at his 70 years old. So now he was baptized at his late 60s. When he came to this country, the first thing he learned how to drive, he started serving. Okay, serving saints, pick up the old saints in Queens to, you know, the meeting hall, to the home meetings, to this and that. He's very faithful. He doesn't know how to speak, but his heart was, you know, towards the Lord. What I want to say is the same thing, echo, is nothing less. All our value doesn't count. It's the only thing count is how, you know, we practice as a Christian, as a believer, you know, how much our life actually, you know, really living the life as, you know, our Lord. That only thing counts towards the end of our life. Every time when I attend this, you know, funeral, I attend this funeral for my, you know, relative within 38 days. I went to a company for my aunt, you know, at her very last few days in the hospital. And this one, yes, it's very, very sad. You know, it's just, you know, unbearable, you know, sadness. But there we see the hope of glory. Because now we know what is our eternal value. So thank you, I know a lot of us was very young and these things maybe not ever in your head. So what's that? But again, when we still have today, make our heart is a good soil so that our Lord can grow in our daily life.
Appreciating the outline at some points. It says, until we are wholly one with the Lord, being in Him and allowing Him to be in us, absolutely, we will need the ministry of reconciliation. And I just appreciated that it's a ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And for there to be a ministry of reconciliation, there needs to be ministers. Mm-hmm. And I just really, I appreciated this description of these pillars that are attached to the screen, right? Mm-hmm. Or to the veil, I'm sorry, the veil. And I just appreciate that Christ is the entrance, right? His flesh was torn, the veil was open between the holy place and the holy of holies, but these pillars are attached to the veil, so they are identified with the veil. They are in oneness with Christ, and so their flesh, so their testimony is that they are also, their flesh has also been dealt with. They are crucified with Christ, and so these pillars are attached to the veil, and that veil is the entrance into the Holy of Holies. So, effectively, these pillars become the entrance into God.
Right.
And I just appreciate, and anyway, as I was considering, I was like, Lord, I'm not that kind of, you know, I think when you hear this message, you're like, Lord, I'm not a pillar. Lord, you know, have mercy on me. But I appreciate it later in the message that it says, in order that we may be reconciled to God in full, the Father exposes our natural life and unveils our real situation to us. And in the message, the brother was saying that this is a great blessing. This is the Father's loving care towards us in order to expose us, right? And as a result, we condemn our natural being and apply the cross subjectively. And this application of the death of Christ crucifies our natural man. As our natural man is crossed out, we experience the second step of reconciliation. And I just appreciated that there's always some door before us, and there are some after us. And so for the ones after us, we just, you know, we are where we are, but we just have to live one with Christ, you know. And so his example was that these people, their very person, when you touch them, they become an entrance into the Holy of Holies. Right? And it might not be so much what they say, but what they just simply minister Christ. And it's such a blessing when you, and I think we've all had such experiences when we encounter such people, you're just brought into God's presence, right? And so, oh Lord, we need these pillars.
Amen.
Lord, cause us to become these pillars.
Amen.
I'm with you.
Amen. Amen.
So when I first met this title, I was like, why do we need reconciliation? From our experience, we know that before we were saved, we were all enemies of God. I can say from my experience, people know that I complain a lot. I'm never satisfied. So, you know, we have a lot of bitterness in our life and in our daily life. So, but we don't have the solution. The only thing we can do is complain. You know, it's always other people's fault. But then I think that, you know, after we were saved, our problems of sin has been solved. But we are still, you know, living according to our natural being, our opinion, our own will, our own emotion. So yesterday I told young people that was sisters, we probably are, you know, sometimes are very emotional. We want to cry whenever we want to cry. Nobody can stop us. And you know, we want to express our feeling, you know, whenever we want to. But then, actually, this is not what God wants. You know, just like Esther shared, I think that you mentioned also shared about this. We all want to be pillars, because without pillars, the tabernacle cannot, you know, stand. But then, if we live in our natural being, we can never be a stronger pillar. So I was very touched by the message that we really need to, it said that some of us, we passed the first veil, but we never passed through the second one.
Right.
Because, you know, yes, our sins were have been solved, but we never live according to our spirit. Or even we never try, or like Sister Virginia shares, you know, we went in and went out. It's like, and then some of us, you know, probably went in, went out, and never went back again. So I think this is a truly reminder. I used to, I still tell Eric and Megan, you know, don't look at me, just look at Kyle. I will never change. But then, if you always look at me, you will not love the Lord. But then, you know, and sometimes we have this concept, you know, I'm done. I will never change. But you know, you can look at other people, you know, look at them. They're good examples. But I think that now we can just not, we should not have this excuse, because people should look at us and say, okay, you know. You are an example. This is why I want to lead the church life. You know, praise the Lord. We all need to go on.
Amen.
We're going to end the meeting soon, so if anyone else would like to share, this is the opportunity.
So this is, I
you're
guess...
You're holding out. We have so much awkward silence here.
I'm sorry. but we're on now. I think the sharing brought this out. And I'm obviously young, but I enjoyed this last point. Instead of taking place all for once... Instead of taking place once for all, the second step of reconciliation is continuous. So it just seems like, okay, I'm where I am, but... And I've actually never, before hearing this message, I've never heard of this matter of reconciliation. Especially the second aspect of entering into the holy place, into the holy of holies. My concept prior was I could only be reconciled to God and have peace for Him in an objective way. I think we heard this from like summer school truth, where we're reconciled to God objectively and justification. But appreciative to see that there is such a thing as pillars who hold up the veil, or even pillars built. Okay, these are pillars who hold up the screen, and then you enter in, and then there are pillars who hold up the veil. And so these pillars are, number one, they're built into the dwelling place of God. They're just built into God's dwelling place. So you have to have people who usher people into the outer court, into the holy place first. There has to be these pillars that usher. These are the evangelists. We preach the gospel, but when we preach the gospel to them and we say, receive the Lord as your Savior, they're being brought not just to know the Lord as their Savior, but they're being brought into the holy place, which is in the tabernacle, which is God's dwelling place, realizing they're knowing Christ. They're knowing something of Christ as the bread of His presence. They're knowing Christ as the lampstand, and they're receiving something from God. But then there have to be these pillars, again, built into the God's dwelling place, identified with the incarnated and crucified Christ. The veil is torn, their flesh is terminated, and there's an entrance even more into the Holy of Holies. I'm appreciative, at least, God can't do this apart from us. And I think just through the saint's testimony, I just got impressed that we have to present ourselves. Lord, I'm not a pillar. Make me a pillar. Make me a pillar who is built into your dwelling place, who is identified with you as the incarnated and crucified one. Oh, and have your way in me. Have your way in myself, in my flesh, in my natural man. Yes, I'm living in my natural life, but I like to be reconciled to God. Oh, from my flesh, right? And He applies this to us. We become built in as pillars so that others can enter into God's dwelling place. Not uniquely through the Lord, but we become these ones. We become an entrance for those around us to enter into God Himself.
Amen.
So yeah, this week was tough, especially I'm a young buck, so I don't have much experience compared to a lot of the older saints. So I was hoping that Brother Kyle would give this closing word this week or something, because there's lots of experience in this message. I was re-listening to it, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus. And even Brother Ron says, you know, you young ones, you can't really go through this yet, so just wait. Just wait for the experiences to come. But I was very much touched on the same point that Brother David brought out to us, right? That we really need to be ones that are pillars to allow people to enter in. And in the message, right, talk about the silver sockets, right? These are ones that identify with the crucifixion and redemption, right, of the Lord. And these ones are, you know, these are, I don't know if you use the word special, but these are ones that really spend the time and allow the Lord to affect them in a way that their flesh is completely dealt with. You know, and this is what we need. It takes time. And it's something that we can't deal with. It's not a microwave experience, right? It's a lifetime of experience. I think a lot of the older saints can testify, and this is why a lot of the younger saints, we should get dinners and spend time with the older saints. And I think we also, even just being around them in the meetings or in the service, you realize that some saints that you're around, you realize that they are an entrance. They're an entrance deeper into the Lord. And I think we all have this experience of ones that we know that they don't even say much or they don't even do much, but you just their presence, you realize that this is an entrance deeper into God. You know, this is an aspiration that we all should have. We should all be ones, you know, that our entrances are an entrance for others to come in. And, you know, and we first have to be ones that are, when we all, I think all of us already have that function of allowing others to come out of the world into the holy place, right? But we also need to aspire to be ones that allow them to go deep into the Holy of Holies. And this message really brought out, you know, the aspect of the evangelist. I was very touched because I think that is my gift. I like to talk to people. I like to share with people about the Lord everywhere I go. But I was touched very much, and I think even exposed. Are you doing it always in the body? Like, you could be doing it by yourself, but is the realization when you share the gospel is in the body? And I think I was, the Lord really touched me in that aspect. Whenever we preach the gospel, even today, Bibles for America, we're not doing it even just as the church at Piscataway, but we're actually doing this in the body. And the body is worldwide, you know. It's not just here, our own locality, but, you know, really what we're doing is this is a universal tabernacle. And we're bringing some. We are, hopefully today, there'll be maybe even believers. So hopefully, maybe we'll be able to usher them into the Holy of Holies a little bit today. And if there's unbelievers, hopefully we'll usher them into the holy place. But we need to realize that this isn't just this little microcosm that we often have, but this is actually a universal matter. And, you know, there's many, many across this whole universe or the whole earth that are ones that really do have this mind in view. And we need to be ones that really allow such a thought to go in our head that we would usher people, not in just in our individualistic way, but really with the body in view. And considering a little bit about the reconciliation, you know, if we just consider that the Lord just saved us just for ourselves, it doesn't do much good, because the Lord can't go further. If we're just saved from our sin, then how is the body going to be built? How is the Lord going to come back? How is the bride going to be prepared? How are all these blemishes going to be dealt with? That's through the further reconciliation. That's the much more that is going on. So, you know, this week it's a week full of experiences, and I think we all are going through it. So I was like Sister Virginia, reading, depressed, happy. You know, that was my up and down, and even a lot of my opinions, I think, were very exposed to speak with the election. I was like, oh Lord, what, you know, I don't really I don't even consider sometimes with what the Lord is really doing on this earth. You know? I'm like, oh, Lord, okay, amen, amen. I just submit. You are the one on the throne, Lord. You know? So I think this week it was a good message to expose us. I think almost everyone here, I kind of heard a little bit of hint of exposing that we had this week. But it's very encouraging that we can be ones that actually even know that this even exists. A lot of Christians don't even realize that there's the furtherance of reconciliation. There is the much more. So, hallelujah, we have such a ministry that at least it lines us, and we have at least a way to go on. So may we just pray that, you know, the Lord would shine a little bit more, a little more dealing with us, not just our sins, but even our disposition. Eric brought out, right? It's a whole lifetime. Changing your disposition is very difficult. If you're strong-willed, it's probably even more difficult. If you're soft, it might be difficult because you're just so meek, you know? You don't really want to, like, do anything. And then if you don't do anything, then the Lord doesn't really have a way to, like, deal with you. So whatever disposition we have, it's tough because, you know, we need the dealing that the Lord needs to have with us. So may the Lord really gain us this week, shine in us, and may we really experience this much more. So praise the Lord.
Oh Lord,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Lord, shine in us this week,
amen.
Lord, we don't want to remain the same,
amen.
Lord, we want to allow you to deal with us,
amen.
Lord, but thank you, you give us the sufficient grace,
amen.
Lord, we just look to you,
amen.
A little more gold would be added to our being,
amen.
Lord, we could become these pillars together,
amen.
Oh, to allow ones to enter in,
amen.
Enter fully into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Lord, we're so thankful this morning.
Amen.
We're thankful for your word.
Amen.
We're thankful for this ministry.
Amen.
That may enlighten us through the word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we tell you that we're not satisfied being in the holy place.
Right.
We do want to enter the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Lord, we give you the opportunity.
Amen.
You would remind us.
Amen.
Let us turn to you.
Amen.
The situation that we're in.
Amen.
Gain more of us.
Amen.
Use more of who you are into our being.
Right.
That our natural man could be transformed.
Right.
Lord, we tell you that we want to be open to you.
Right.
Lord, we want to adhere to you.
That's right.
We want to love you more.
Amen.
We want you to gain what you desire.
Amen.
Lord, we're not here just looking at ourselves.
Amen.
We're not looking at one another.
Right.
We're looking at you.
That's right.
We're looking at what you desire.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, give us ourselves to you again.
Amen.
Lord, make us the pillars within the tabernacle.
Yes.
Make us the entrance.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your word.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We have an entrance into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
You initiated for us an entrance.
Yes.
Yes. A new and living way.
That's right.
Through your flesh.
That's right.
Which was torn and riven on the cross.
Amen.
Oh, we have an entrance this week.
Amen.
Pray you would bring us further into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Pray this for each of us in this room.
Amen.
Lord, we would we would be progressing to be made pillars.
Amen.
Make us as such pillars.
Amen.
Built into your tabernacle.
Amen.
For others to enter deeper into you through us.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
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 Church.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This week,
amen.
Be constituted with genuine experience of you.
Amen.
thank you. You enter into the Holy of Holies.
Yeah.
And this where is our destination.
Amen.
Oh, you continue to call us.
Amen.
Oh, to join to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you also in your dwelling place.
Amen.
Oh, you prepare the pillar.
Amen.
Of our pattern.
Amen.
Oh, they identify with your crucifixion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So they no longer live their own living.
Amen.
Their long life.
Amen.
They can become the entrance.
Amen.
To the Holy of the Holy.
Amen.
We are all on this process.
Amen.
We are willing to open to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for your mercy.
Yes.
Oh, really make this happen to us.
Yes.
By day.
Right.
Oh, we are willing.
Amen.
Oh, to be called.
Amen.
Oh, what's our nature being?
Amen.
Our disposition.
Amen.
Our flesh.
Amen.
Oh, we can be one with you.
Amen.
We can be transformed.
Amen.
Become the pillar.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Bless you,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Enter in.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We consecrate to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We will go in, Lord.
Amen.
Show you to the uttermost.
Amen.
Run with you.
Amen. Amen.